everybody, and welcome back to this daily devotion here on this awesome Wednesday, May 1st, the first day of May. Welcome. Thank you for being here and listening to this daily devotion to bring you hope, to bring you perspective, to bring you joy. Talking today about how to have faith in the middle of difficulties, how to have faith when things are difficult and don't go your way. You know, I think all of us, we work hard, we try to do our best at home with our families, at work, but sometimes no matter how hard we seem to work, things don't always go our way. But God says that even when we are difficult, experiencing difficulties, are discouraged, that He is faithful. And in His time, He will give you the desires of your heart. God says that even when you feel tired or discouraged, nothing seems to be going your way, God is still faithful. He will not let you fall apart. He will strengthen you. So I want to take you to a passage that I've been reading all week, Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk is a prophet of God in the Old Testament that brought a lot of bad news to the people of God. And the wrath of God was everywhere because people were disobedient. But towards the end of chapter 3, Habakkuk gives people hope. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Habakkuk chapter 3, first the bad news. Listen to this. It says, "You pierced with His own arrows the heads of His warriors, who came like a whirlwind to scatter me, rejoicing as if to devour the poor in secret. You trampled the sea with your horses, the surging of mighty waters. I hear and my body trembles. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones. My legs tremble beneath me. Yet I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon people who invade us." Sounds terrible, right? It sounds like horses are coming in to trample over the people of God. It says that there are warriors that are coming against Him, a whirlwind that'll scatter Him. What's He saying? He's talking about the judgment of God. He's talking about another nation that was about to come and take over the people of Israel and scatter them and kill a lot of the people. And it says that Habakkuk was quietly waiting for the day of trouble. Isn't it terrible? But isn't it just like how we feel sometimes? Like the day of trouble is every day? Doesn't it sometimes feel like every day is a bad day? I mean, a lot of times, of course, every day is a good day, right? For those of us that know Jesus. But even when we know God, sometimes it feels like when it rains, it pours. But here's the hope. It says here in Habakkuk 3:17, "Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines to produce olive, even if the produce of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, even if the flock be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. He is my strength." Isn't that amazing? That even though there are all these bad news, God is the strength of our hearts. You might be going through a difficult time right now in your body. You might feel weak, like your legs hurt, your back hurts. You don't feel very healthy. God will strengthen you. Believe in His name. Trust in Him. You might be going through a financial difficulty. You can't afford your rent. You've been trying to start a new business, but it's going slower than you expected. God is your strength. Rejoice in the Lord of your salvation. Take joy in God. You might feel like you're a young person and you can't help your parents. You can't get ahead. You wish you could just buy your mom a house and buy yourself maybe a little extra food here and there, treat your friends to lunch, and yet the money's tight. Put your strength in God. Put your strength in God. He will strengthen you. I like how it says here that He will give you feet like the deer's. Now, what does that mean? That's a beautiful picture of, I don't know if you've ever seen a goat on a hill. You ever seen goats just kind of bounce around from rock to rock to rock? That's how God wants to strengthen you. He wants to give you the strength of a goat on a hill. Give you the ability to go from trial to trial to trial without slipping and falling. That's the kind of God that we serve. Psalm 121 says that He will not let your foot slip. He is never weary. He will not let you fall. Now you may say, well, I certainly fell last year. I kind of feel pretty sick now. Or where was God then? Even in the middle of the pain, God is there to strengthen you. The Bible says that it's not that He promises that we'll have no trials, but that we should be of good courage because He has overcome the world. In other words, instead of being hopeless, be hopeful because God is with you in the middle of your pain, in the middle of your bankruptcy or your financial trial, or maybe you owe money and you don't know how you're going to pay it back. You might not be able to work like you used to, or you might be a young person and you're working so hard, but you can't get ahead. God is your strength. He will strengthen your feet. Psalm 121 says that He will not let you fall. Psalm 40 says that He will put you on a rock and make your footsteps firm. I waited patiently for the Lord. He heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm. Many will see and hear and put their trust in the Lord. But what's the key to all of that? Verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. Ooh, I hate those two words, waiting and patiently. I don't like to even drive slow, much less live slow or wait for God or anyone. I want it now. I want it now. I want it now, right? You know what I'm talking about? I want my health now. I want my fitness now. I want my success now. I want my money now. I want my peace now. I want whatever it is, right? And that's how you and I are. We want it now. We don't like to wait. But as we mature in Christ, we become more patient. Wait on the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. He leaned and heard my cry. At some point in your life, you will be out of this mess. And you will look back and say, wow, God was faithful. In the meantime, praise Him. Put your trust in Him. Don't complain. Don't ignore people. Don't criticize others. Don't get angry. What's the point of being angry at the world or at politics or at the economy, your neighbor, your friend, your church, your family? What's the point of being angry or complaining all day long? Put your trust in God. Get out there and do something about it too. Go apply for that new job. Change directions in your business. If you dropped a class, pick up another one. Study more diligently next semester. This summer, take summer school. Do something new for your career, for your life, for your friend. Disciple a young person. You can't move, you can't walk freely as you used to. Call people. Get on Messenger and send Bible verses to 5 friends. Invite them to church and you yourself. Worship God every day, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Tuesday, every day. Listen to this podcast. Listen to the Bible on YouTube. Listen to programming that is going to help you live like Jesus wants you to live. My prayer for you today is that you would know that God is the strength of my heart. He will come and save you. Even if the results aren't what you expected, wait on the Lord. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength in His time. Thank you so much for watching. I want to encourage you every Sunday afternoon. I want to invite everyone who's listening to my podcast and to this message to come out. I don't know exactly the time, maybe 5 or 6 p.m. We're going to meet in people's homes, in their apartments, in their homes. You might have a small place. You might have no room. You might only be able to have 3 people in your living room. But we're going to begin to do something amazing. We started it last week. We're going to eat together and pray. Pray for each other. Come together. Be united. Pray. Have fun. Laugh. Cry. Worship. I'm going to bring a small devotional. Sing some songs together. Maybe sing some hymns, some new songs, old songs, Spanish, English, Nigerian, Tagalog, whatever it may be. Every culture, every person, black, white, yellow, all of us in the middle. Coming together like a multi-ethnic body of Christ to seek the face of God, to strengthen each other. You can't strengthen each other if you're by yourself. You can't receive the encouragement of someone else if you only see them once a week or twice a month. You can't just go on Facebook and try to feel good about yourself. You can't just go on Instagram all day long and hope to have perspective about life. You're going to feel worse about yourself. But if you come together with other people of faith that love you, that are there to serve you, that are there to also learn from you, then we will together grow into the people that God wants us to be. And as we get centered on God, and as you center your life on Jesus, guess what's going to happen? Your life will become amazing. Your perspective will change. You will begin to exercise again because you'll be so hopeful. You'll get that new job because you have such perspective and you feel so confident that God is with you. Your life will begin to change. You'll also face trials, of course. But God will give you the peace and the confidence no matter what. So make sure that you look for the next podcast. I'm going to deliver these hopefully every day or maybe 2-3 times a week through email. If you would like to receive these, just simply keep listening and clicking on the links here in this email or however you're listening to this online or YouTube or wherever it may be. Make sure that you share this also. Just forward this email or text someone and just say, hey, go to davidtrueck.com/podcast and you can listen to this daily devotion daily, sometimes even 4 or 5 times a day, because I know I need God all day long. So I hope that you can stay connected to this program. Pray for each other. Let's love each other. Let's build the kingdom of God together. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you next time.